Hi everyone, Raphael Harry here, and you're listening to White Label American, a podcast where we hear stories from an immigrant or two, sometimes more. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to White Label American, and thank you for coming on the show. We have Wembe. I said it right.
Yes. Thank you.
From Wenzhou, China. Uh-huh. Graduated from Pace University and will be attending Northeastern University for a master's degree studying computer science in the fall for another 3 years of torture.
Mm-hmm.
Her favorite flower is, I was going to figure out how to pronounce this word. This is one of my tricky words. Help me out with that flower again.
It is very tricky. I Googled like 3 times, but I guess it's chamomile.
Chamomile. Okay. It's one of those I always have it in here, and then I try to say it, and it sounds different. Chamomile.
It looks like daisy. So.
Yeah. And color is lavender.
Uh-huh.
She switched to vegan diet last year, and she likes baking in the middle of the night. We'll come back to the baking in the middle of the night.
Okay.
For why there's no baking during the daytime, but the middle of the night. You're a vampire or something that we don't know about? But anyway, welcome on the show again.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, for someone who's never been to Wenzhou, how would you describe life over there?
It's very slow-paced city. It's not like a big city as Shanghai. The latest time I came home, I went home this summer, it was totally like occupied by senior people. You know, like everyone just walking super slow. And I consider whenever I'm going home, I consider it as a vacation. But before, it was kind of more business-oriented.
Yeah.
They call us as Oriental Jewish because we, like people in Wenzhou, from Wenzhou, is very good at business.
Oh, really?
And they, yeah, and they do it like around the world.
Interesting.
But there's like a 2008 financial crisis, and also like a 2013. Another financial crisis happened in our city, or maybe major cities. So right now it's kind of more like a recreational city.
Oh, so the financial crisis changed the whole business landscape over there.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
It now became a recreational area instead of like a business hub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
At least from my perspective.
All right. So, for an outsider like myself, you recommend it more as a retirement place instead of a place for a young, vibrant person to settle down in.
Yeah, I would agree. That's why I don't consider myself going home. But maybe, you never know like how a city will develop.
Okay.
Yeah, but also, but it's very good. The food is very good. At my hometown, you can have like the most fresh seafood because we're next to the, like we're the seaside city.
Oh, so seafood is a big part of the cuisine over there.
Yes.
So before you went on the vegan, before you found the vegan path, what was your favorite local cuisine back home?
Just everything, <It's> like, including, you know, crab, shrimp, wow. Like fish. I used to eat fish every day.
What are the local names for some of the meals that you enjoy?
That's kind of hard to remember right now because, you know, I've been vegan for almost 2 years now. You know, when you're done with all the meat or seafood, you're done with all the names too.
Really?
I just bury them in my memory.
Wow.
I don't know. Let me see. Let me see. I do like there's a type of kind of a dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's called yu bing, and it's made of fish, of course, but it's like with the not like the whole fish. It's they made it as pie, something like pie, and then you just cut it into different slices, and then you dip it with the soy sauce and eat with the rice, and that's my favorite one.
Interesting. Sounds good.
No, I can't have it anymore.
So you said chamomile is your favorite flower.
Mm-hmm.
Does it represent something special to you?
Maybe calm, like make you calm down. Cause right now I drink the chamomile tea every night, and it kind of it's very relaxing to enjoy.
I should try that.
Yeah, you should, especially when you're living in the city. You know, like it's very hustling.
Yeah, it's like New York City, the hustle and bustle.
Yes, and a cup of tea every night is, and it's like caffeine free. So you don't mind the that can wake you up or anything, keep you up.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's not something that like if I'm at work, I can it'll be a good idea to drink to like stay calm. If I just need to stay calm at work.
Well, it's
better to drink at night only.
Yes, like before going to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like boost you up for a day's work.
All right.
Definitely not.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yep.
I'll keep that in mind. So when was the first time you visited United States?
It was 2013 after my high school graduation, because my brother was still here. He was studying here as well by that time. So I came to visit him. And that was my first time visiting New York City and also some of the cities from the West.
Oh, your brother studied in New York, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He also went to Pace too.
Oh yeah, Pace. Yeah, I think you told me.
Yeah.
Before, I just remembered. What was it like your first experience? When you experienced New York, what was it like for you?
Oh, it's just so crowded, and so because I went here in summer and it's so hot, especially the subway, and it's very diverse. Very, because you can see all the like the people from all over the world, and they all kind of dress differently or have their own
attires.
Also a little bit dirty on the street, because like kind of messy on the street, especially the Times Square, because I guess too many tourists and too many people.
So that was your first shock. Was that your first shock, seeing the dirt on the streets, or the people, or
like,
or the heat,
like the like piles of trash bags just piling by the street. But then like we flew to the West coast. It's kind of nicer there. Bad seeing this.
So is that
why I still love New York, though.
I think everybody, once you settle a bit in New York takes over you. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
You get used to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you are going to Northeastern University, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at?
Their main campus is in Boston, but they have different campuses nationwide, so I'm going to the Seattle one. So it's gonna be in Seattle.
So that's a huge switch from New York to Seattle.
Yep.
Have you been there before?
Yes, I've been there once in spring break. In my junior year.
Did it rain a lot over there?
Yeah, it rains all the time. Like 6 days out of seven.
Are you ready to deal with the rain?
Yeah. I don't mind raining, like as long as I have my rain boots, you know. My coat.
Okay.
It's fine.
So what made you choose Seattle?
Because I really do like Seattle. I'm not sure if I love it yet, but I like it.
Okay.
And it's very, it, it looks kind of old when you were. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've never gone to the West Coast. It's something I've always said I would do, and then I see the prices of tickets to Europe, and it's way cheaper to fly to Europe than to fly to the West Coast, and I end up on a plane to Europe.
You do go to Europe a lot. But definitely visit.
Yeah, I'll get there. I'll get there. They just have to offer me the same deals like European airlines offer me.
So, yeah, that's true.
And
they don't offer you free snacks over the flight, though.
No, they do not. I mean, 6 hours of flying without, come on.
Definitely bring your own snacks.
Yeah.
But Seattle is kind of, I view it as a city mixed up with like a very old, very vintage vibe, but also with something very, maybe it's a hippie style, but I like the vibe.
That's good.
Yeah. It's famous for coffee.
I've always had good stuff about Seattle too. So.
Yeah.
So I have friends who've said I should move over there, and I'm like, it's not New York, so I don't know. Maybe when I visit one day, I'll be like, okay, I want to move over there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see.
So, what officially got you to switch over to the vegan diet? And is the vegan lifestyle, is it huge over in your part of China or as in China as a whole? I know China is a very huge country, so it's not really an easy answer to give, but it's being vegan something that's common over there?
Not at all. I don't think anyone, like besides my grandma, you know, like older people, they're vegan or vegetarian, but not a single young person is a vegan there. As long as around my friend circle. Like when I told them this summer, like when I came home, when I went home and then I told them, oh, I'm a vegan now. I don't eat meat, fish or milk or eggs. They'll be like, they're just shocked.
They look at you like something's wrong with her. Do we need an intervention?
Yeah, they're kind of like brainwashing me. Go back to.
What about your family? How did your family take the news?
They brainwash me even like more, you know. They're like, oh, you're going to get malnutrition if you don't eat meat. Like, you're going to, you know, be shorter, even though, like, you don't grow shorter anymore. But, yeah.
My goodness.
But I went to a vegan, just one vegan restaurant. It's kind of religious restaurant. Because, you know, like, most of the, whoever believes in Buddhism, they kind of do vegan diet someday around the year, right? So I went with my grandma, and then the moment I walked into the restaurant, it's all old people.
You were the only young person in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like eating, you know, maybe hundreds of my grandma together.
Yeah, they must have been happy to see a young person in there, though.
Yeah, definitely.
So you need to recruit more young people to become
vegans. I should. That's why I feel like it's more popular here in Western countries, especially in European countries. I read like articles about, so like in Germany, there's more than 30% people are vegan there.
I'm not surprised by that.
You should know that, right?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, but that's all I'll say for now. I'm not surprised. But I think even in Africa, it's the vegan culture is growing too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's globally growing.
Yeah, it's growing. There are places that you wouldn't expect to find vegans, and you'd be surprised that, the people who are living a vegan life and they're doing well. And there's a lot of misconceptions that people like, oh, you can't survive without meat or fish. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm a meat and fish eater. I'm not ready to give that up.
Okay. But
I think there's way too many misconceptions about, oh, people can't survive without. I'm like, we can survive if we choose to. It's a choice. We just choose not to.
We just choose to be, you know, blind about it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But I'm not. Well, whenever someone asked me like why I'm not eating meat, or and then I told them I'm vegan. I'm not trying to convince anyone to become one, like, because it's their choice. But if they're trying to, you know, arguing with me or quote unquote arguing with me to switch back to carnivore diet, I would just be saying like what's a healthy benefit it brought to me, like, because I used to have a very high bad cholesterol level. Mm. And now it's like back to the normal range.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Also, I found it's really immoral to eat animals, but that's even higher level, I guess.
That's a higher level, and I feel you on that. But I think that's one of the scenes that I will gladly take part in. For now, I'm not gladly taking part in it, but you know, I can't. I'm still guilty of, you know. Yeah, but
I mean, maybe just one day, you know, per week, for a vegan diet.
Slowly.
Yeah, slowly.
There. I'll get there one day.
Yeah, yeah. I trust you. I mean, I believe in you.
Thank you. I always do good with you when you believe in me, because, you know, for those who do not know, Wembe was one of the reasons why I have a bachelor's degree today. Because,
oh wow.
Yeah, you helped me back then at Pace University. You know, I couldn't get through a single maths class without you. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So she's an awesome person. And,
thank you.
She's good people. So back when I used to know you at Pace University, you were all about accounting.
Yes.
And now you're going for a master's in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
So are you still in love with accounting, or has there been a change of heart? Or
no, well, accounting to me is like, you know, like when you date someone for maybe 4 years, right? And then for some point you just realized, oh, actually I don't love this person. Like, that's what accounting to me, you know, like after 4 years college, and then I got a job in a insurance consulting company.
Yes.
And but my job still revolve around the accounting and slash financial part, finance mm-hmm. part. And I just realized I don't like that job. And I started thinking like why I did accounting. I guess by that time it's like, you know, my brother told me, oh, every company needs an accountant.
Yeah, that's like what the professors used to say too.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't give a shit.
If you don't have passion, if you don't have a passion for it, you'll never be satisfied, I guess. You'll never be happy doing it too. That's one thing people leave out of it. You can make all the money, but
do so many other things.
Yeah.
Also, like, I took two Java courses at the in my senior year, and the first Java course I found it very interesting. Even though the second Java course, because it was getting harder and harder, I was basically copying all the codes from my boyfriend. then who was a classmate in that class. So that's also where I just, even though it's very hard, but I still kind of, I still like to do it if I have more free time. Okay. But back then I was super busy. Like, I was graduating, I was having an internship, and I was having 5 courses at the same time. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. If I have a second chance to take that course, I would get A-, I guess. Hopefully.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. So I hope you enjoyed, you get the best out of computer science, and you find your heart's, you find more of your passion, you discover your passion in the computer science field. So while you're out there in Seattle, you think there's a chance that you return back to New York, or you stay over there? Or
I will see. If I would again apply for a job in America in near future.
Okay.
Either like the West Side or New York. Because still, I'm kind of, I feel bad living in New York because I just realized it, oh, it's so convenient here. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get anything in just a short amount. Amount of time,
yes.
And it's a very walkable city, and there's so many things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll see.
That's the beauty of New York. That's why it grows on us.
Yeah,
no matter the complaints we have when we first arrive in New York.
Yeah,
in the end, it grows on us when we discover how convenient it becomes.
Yeah, you know, yeah, the complaining part. Yeah, you will get over the complaining part as soon as, yeah.
So you spend a lot of time on the West Coast, like visiting California, Seattle, and New York on the East Coast. Probably you visited Florida too.
Yes, Florida. What's the city called again?
Miami?
Yes, Miami.
Everybody visits Miami. You know. I've never been to Miami. That's me. But.
Yeah, but just a couple of days. And then, but East Coast, I also visited Boston, Washington, D.C.
You like D.C.? Too small?
You know, like, because D.C. is very quiet there. It's very quiet.
It depends on what time of the day.
Oh, well, it's all the, well.
That's quiet, though, but.
Whenever there's people, it's tourists, you mm-hmm. know? And also, well, it definitely looks very, how do you say, relaxing. If you have a bird eye view, because there's not that many skyscrapers in D.C. compared to New York.
That's true.
Yeah, so you feel more breathable. When you're walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that's a good point though. Cause yeah, that's true. You know, the skyscrapers in DC it's limited. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't move there because it just feels very boring.
It depends on what you're into. It is boring to an extent, but for some certain people, it's not boring. For certain people, I'll just leave it at that.
For certain people. If you have a family, no.
Not really, right? But for certain people, it's not. You don't want to know. Don't worry. you don't want to know. So going back to China, to Wenzhou. Is there music? Because one thing I've noticed that I don't really know much about music from China.
Mm.
So is there, what's the music scene like? Because I know Korea has the K-pop,
mm-hmm.
which is huge now.
It is very huge.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
India with Bollywood in the movies. But they're still like, even with I wouldn't call it pop, but it's like their hip hop. It kind of flows into their music from their movies. They're like Indian music too. You kind of find it everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I just realized that I don't really know much about
the Chinese.
Yeah,
Chinese. A traditional one or like a
I think I've heard Chinese traditional music at festivals.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Plays. But you know, what do young people listen to? Over there, like, is there the Chinese like hip hop or rock or are there artists that have blown up outside that like the way K-pop is big outside of Korea? Are there Chinese artists that are big also? Is there anyone from Wenzhou?
I can say since I've been here for a couple of years, like I'm not sure whoever like from my hometown
mm-hmm.
doing hip hop or rock music, but it's same thing. Like we as young people, we listen to the same music as you know young people listen to like same type of music here. Also, we have like a competition for hip hop or rap, rock music maybe, but all kinds of competitions, and you can watch it on TV, and it's a big thing in China.
Mm. Yeah. Is it like a Chinese Idol kind of?
Chinese what? Chinese Idol. Yeah,
Chinese version of that.
Yeah, yeah. And now there's a series of those TV shows. Because Chinese Idol or Chinese Voice, mm-hmm. those type of thing, is more focused on different types of music, right? But there's other TV shows that's only focusing on a single genre of music.
Okay.
Like, let's say like hip hop or rap. Rapping in China right now is very hot. It's like very popular.
Really?
Yeah.
So for you, do you have a particular artist that's your favorite, or you have a bunch of them?
Yeah, from China or? Mm-hmm. I do have like a, but my, you know, the artist I know is kind of getting old right now.
Hey, it's still your favorite.
My favorite is like Mayday. There's a Chinese band called Mayday.
Mayday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it spelled Mayday like?
Like Mayday.
Oh. Excuse me.
Yeah, and also Jay Cho.
Jay Cho.
He's a very popular musician in my generation.
Mm.
But I don't think right now young people, like even younger people, they know about Jay Cho.
So you're an old school fan?
Yeah, kinda. But no, also because I came here at age of 20, so everything happened after that.
Okay.
I'm kind of losing track right now. Yeah.
So, what about over here? Are you new school or old school with American music?
I listen to both. I like all the music types.
So, what are your favorites?
But like for these days, I'm still listening to Elton John, because me and my boyfriend, we went to watch that movie, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And then that's actually when I learned about Elton John, because before I didn't know it.
Oh,
I didn't know
really?
Him. Yeah. It's kind of.
That's good.
Yeah. And but also I listen to, you know, all the rapping musician here, like DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Okay. Oh, and also the Pink. Is that the artist's name?
Pink?
Yeah, Pink. He's kinda new. We went to his concert. Huh? Oh, Pink Sweat. I'm sorry.
Pink Sweat.
Yeah, Pink Sweats.
Oh, I've never heard.
He's kinda new musician.
Is he a rap artist or
he has more those like how do you describe? It's like a relaxing rapping music, or not even rap, but like, huh?
R&B.
R&B.
Okay. Nice. That's good.
You
got a broad taste of music.
I guess I do.
It's a good thing to have, you know?
Yeah.
I like hearing music from everywhere. That's why I like asking about the artist, and you know. So
yeah, you know, you don't limit yourself to a single type, right?
Even if I don't know what the artist is saying, but if the music sounds good to me, I'm down. I listen.
Yeah.
I listen, and one day I'll figure out what he or she is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just listen to like my music collections. Literally has artists from everywhere, but I'll have to add Chinese artists because I just realized that I don't have any Chinese artists.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So, that's very good. That's very good. So, I think we'll start to wrap it up here.
Yeah, sure.
And do you have anything you like to promote or plug in? I know you don't really have any.
I don't. You know, I'm a college student.
Like, I know you.
Back to college.
Any vegan person you want to give a shout out to? You should.
You know, being vegan is really, it's just really healthy for your health, and then it also kind of calms me down a little bit. Like, I feel like people get more aggressive when they're eating meat, but it's just my own opinion. And and also it's very cruel to kill animals. Like, if you watch those videos, but most people just not to choose to watch it. But I kind of teared when I was watching those videos. It's just very very cruel of humankind.
Did you see the movie Okja?
Okja what?
Okja.
What is that?
It's a movie on Netflix. It's not a documentary. I think it's Okja is pronounced O K J A.
No.
It was where they kind of invented a super pig, like, and it was like an animal that was supposed to be like a pig or a hippo and a pig combined. It was interesting, but it was just, it's a very good movie.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think you'll like the movie because the message is there. They don't outright tell you that you go become a vegan, but you get the message.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because it questions, you know, if you watch that movie, you don't just feel comfortable eating meat right away.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's OKJA. I think it's in the director is a Korean director.
Mm-hmm.
He made one of my best movies of all time, Old Boy.
Okay.
But I think it's called Okja.
Okja?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll search it up, even though if I already canceled my Netflix membership. Because, you know, I just feel there's one. I used to be a membership all the time, right?
Yeah.
Member of Netflix. And then even after it increases the price, but even just by $1, right? There's one point I just realized how much time I spend on Netflix.
On Netflix?
Yeah. And, you know, just sitting in front of a computer, a screen, and then just watch on Netflix, spending my lifetime. So that I just cancel it right there. But right now I'm watching Hulu.
Still the same thing.
I know, but you know, you still need something over your dinner time or lunch time. Right? Yeah.
All right. So to wrap it up, I always ask my guests if they have a life advice or a quote. Well, no, technically you've already given one, but I'll still make you give another one again. So do you have any life advice that you've been given or a quote that you saw somewhere that you just like to quote? It doesn't have to be anything.
I do have so many quotes on my notebook, but I don't remember any of it. So
I think from now on I'll be giving heads up that
I'm gonna ask
about this, and then so people can prepare that.
Yeah,
maybe I'll do that, or maybe I'll still do the surprise thing.
Yeah, you should do the surprise thing.
Yeah,
because that's like a real one, you know. People just don't, you know, recall it. Or people just don't memorize it before coming to the show.
Yes,
the podcast thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still, yeah. If you have anyone you want to pull up or just give a life advice, that's fine.
You know, because right now this year I'm 25 years old. So far, I guess. Always be open-minded. Just don't be the person that, I can't change. I will always stick to the old me. Just be more open-minded, be more acceptable to new things, and see if you can be a better person throughout the changing journey. Mm. Is that how?
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
So it's been a pleasure having Wenbei on the show. And I wish you the best of luck with your journey over
Thank
to
you.
Seattle. And I know you'll do very well there.
Yeah, hopefully.
And New York will miss you.
And I will miss New York too.
Yeah, and anytime you're around, let me know. You know, maybe we'll have you on the show again.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to White Label American. If you enjoy the show, we'll appreciate if you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. If you have any questions, comments, or have someone who will be a good guest on the show, or you want to be on the show, send us a message at whitelabelamerican@gmail.com. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at White Label American. Thank you for your support.